Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling from Metro Research. We are conducting a national survey and I would love to have your opinion. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And just for demographical purposes, may I please know your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Nursing school.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus like mayor and city council. How likely are you to vote in that election? Almost certain to vote? Probably vote? 50-50? Probably not vote? Or definitely not?
We'll vote. We will definitely vote.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus
very,
is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. I will read a list of issues. Please select up to three that are the most important to you. I will start. Jobs, economy, racial inequity, property taxes, criminal justice reform, city budget and spending, education, transportation, housing, legalizing marijuana, access to abortion, healthcare, crime or violence. You can select up to three.
Abortion mm-hmm. is definitely on there. And the racial situation and the gun violence.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10 when 10 means that you feel very favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very unfavorable. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. And if you don't know a person or you never heard of, please say so. And the first one is Farhan Jetty. From 0 to 10, how favorable it is for you.
Who?
Farhan Jetty.
I don't know who that is.
Farhan Jetty, okay. And what about Nick Bankston?
I don't know who that is either.
Okay. The next one is Chris Weich.
What is it?
Chris Weich.
That's right. I don't know him either.
Okay. The next one is Adrienne Hood.
I don't know that person either.
Okay, don't worry. The next one is the Columbus Police.
Let's go with a 4.
A 4, thank you. What about the Columbus City Council?
Let's go with a 5.
The next one is Luis Gil.
Who?
Luis Gil.
I don't know that person either.
Okay. The next one is Nancy Day Akauer.
I don't know her either.
Okay. The next one is Emmanuel Remy.
Don't know.
Melissa Green.
Don't know.
Zach Klein.
Don't know.
Shannon Hardin.
Don't know.
And Andrew Ginter.
Don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. In the 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. at the border, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Colombo City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view? I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction.
I don't know. I'm torn on that.
So you're not sure about either re-elect or elect a new one?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not totally. I need to do some pretty heavy research and see what I feel.
Okay. And if the election will hold today, you have to choose one of those, which will be the one that is probably the one that is come closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's continue. In the November election for the Colombo City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Banston?
I would have to do research before
okay.
I can give you those answers.
Okay. And between Louise Hill and Nancy Dachauer?
All of them. I would have to do research on them because I really don't know a lot about them. We're kind of new
yeah.
to Columbus.
Oh, okay. Don't worry. So I will read some statements about the candidates so you can know much more about them. And you can read...
I'm in the middle of eating dinner, so I gotta stop.
Is there any way that we can call you back? So we can probably end this survey?
You can try tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. I will try tomorrow because we are pretty much at the half of the survey and we will value your opinion. So
okay.
It's okay if I can call you back at this time or probably earlier.
No, do it during the day.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time, ma'am, and have a great day.
Okay.